now. And just me out here this morning.
Over. Morning. I think the cat did a little medicine shuffle on my table today.
Moved your antenna. You're not on your X this morning. Yeah, that's a lot better.
There's some pills I can't find in the bottle, and it's really funny because I know I didn't throw them out, so I don't know if he knocked them off the table somewhere and I can't feel them or what.
He'd have to go.
I mean, I've got enough medicine for today, but I hope. When the nurse gets here, I hope she can find them. Get my other transmitter online.
Hey, Mitchin, you hadn't heard you in a while.
Each other. What time it is?
Yeah, Roger.
Just making sure this old rig is still working. The mobile on 85 towards Charlotte, North Carolina. So you guys are not that call over there, but.
And 4TFW. I'm northbound on 85.
Exit 35. Have to come and pick it up a guy. We're going to the car auction over there in Charlotte. So I'm going to be heading north again in quite a few minutes.
You have a safe trip. I know there's a lot of construction up there on 85 up north. I'm up here at the 68. I got to go up to the 80 and get off for work.
I mean, they're doing that. They've been doing that for years, but not much we can do about it. You can pass the other station. This is KB4NC Mobile.
You're okay. I don't like going up towards Charlotte. I've done it a couple times. KF4 million.
I start to recognize the voice. How you doing, buddy?
Other than my cat knocking the medicine somewhere on the floor. And I can't find it.
Well, hope you find it.
I'll be miserable if I don't.
How do you copy this radio? It's an old Anson radio that I find brand new in the box. I just want to make sure it still was working. Man, I ain't plugged this thing in like 3 years. Finally have to put it on the truck. This end too. Well, she'll do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump out of here, Cap. I'm in fear. I guess I'm gonna rest a little bit and see if I can't figure out what the heck you do with that medicine. I might have to call my next door neighbor to come over and look.
Say 73, and I hope you find it, and hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
My first stop. I'm coming back at you in a minute. This is KB4NC Mobile.
Before IRN Mobile, listening.
KFW. Good morning.
To you. Question. How's this radio sounding? I just put it in yesterday. I didn't get a chance to tune it.
Yeah, it sounded real good.
Good. I got lucky then.
I was about to get run over by a truck.
Did it start Monday morning?
No, definitely not. Some reason it seems like there's a lot more traffic out here this morning than normal.
178 heads towards Anderson. It's pretty light traffic right now.
On 85 up here in Spartanburg.
Yeah, but you're coming in pretty good on my end also.
Yeah, this one's been in the truck about, maybe about a year.
With TM-71A, I have it in my little ham office at home. I like it so much, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to put this in the car. That's why I stuck one in the car.
It's the ICOM 2730, I believe that's what it is.
Looked at those too, those are pretty nice.
Answers I was looking for, and Elmer recommended it to me, and that's what he usually uses, and his always sounded good, so I like to crossband repeat when I'm at the house.
In fact, this one has, I can put 1,000 repeaters in there, so if I travel between South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, I don't have to, you know, scramble for repeaters or anything, they're just already there.
Yes, I have to program in the ones I have in here, and then you have to remember where they're at and tune over to them.
Yesterday we were in Georgia for a few hours driving around and doing some stuff over there, and I was just listening to all the stuff going on over there, no problem. It's like a smooth transition.
When he switches over, you got to change the frequency.
Anything. It's just everything is just is already programmed in, so once I'm close enough to the repeaters over there, I start listening to them.
Nice.
The whole state of South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina repeaters programmed in, so no matter where I go, I don't have to worry about it.
And in all of the repeaters?
Well, it does. I just have to have one side scan constantly, and then once I find something, I'll just stop and listen to that for a while. Once I lose it, I just start scanning again.
That sounds real convenient.
It's nice, because in a couple weeks we're going to be going to Myrtle Beach, and again, I don't have to worry about anything. It just automatically picks up repeaters on the way.
It's been a little while. I was over in Florence, and I could hear this repeater, but I just couldn't get back to it.
Anything that makes it easier for me, the better.
I hear you on that. Yeah, I'm not too experienced myself. I've only been doing it about a year and a half.
I've had mine since October 21st is when I got my call sign.
Oh, well, congratulations and welcome. Yeah, mine, I guess it was about this time last year. That's about when I got mine.
Starting to study for my general, and that's probably about as high as I'll go with it.
Well, at the beginning of this year, man, so I've made about 600 contacts in 50-something countries already. Name over here is Ken.
Name's Don. D-O-N, Don, yep.
Well, I hate to cut you off, but I'm getting ready to pull into the plant, so I'm going to have to say 73, and hope you have an awesome day today, and look forward to catching you again another day. KN4TFW.
KO4IRN 73.